It's hard enough to keep a fledgling new restaurant up and running in normal times. Imagine running one during a pandemic. That's the reality for one Reno resident whose business opened just as the coronavirus began spreading across the country. As KUNR's Benjamin Payne reports, this entrepreneur is trying to make the best of bad times with the help of some unexpected business partners.
If you're walking around Reno's Midtown neighborhood, you might come across an unusual sign taped to the door of a restaurant on St. Lawrence Avenue. It reads,
"No customers allowed inside. I love you, but also, no."
That's Aaron Foster, who enforces a new curbside pickup only policy at his small business. The restaurant is simply called Food and Drink. Its tagline, serving both kinds of food, pizza and tacos. But it's not just Foster's sense of humor that's helping him get through these tough times. His parents are, too.
We do some prep work, chop up tomatoes for his cherry picker, pick out the basil leaves, wash dishes, run the pizzas to the curbside with our masks and our gloves. And
hand them off.
That's Wendy and Ken Ward, Aaron's mom and stepdad. Back in December, they didn't plan on leaving retirement to work at their son's new restaurant, nor did they plan on leaving their cabin in Maine for an extended stay at their son's bachelor pad in the biggest little city. In fact, they only visited Aaron to celebrate Christmas and to help him set up the restaurant, which was under construction at the time. But construction dragged on and on.
Of course, I didn't open for 5 weeks after Christmas, and they helped, and then they kept helping, and finally I said, "Yeah, I love you guys, but you know, you got to go home." And then it's like, yeah, nobody's going anywhere for a while.
That's because COVID-19 made its way to the U.S. It wasn't safe for Wendy and Ken to fly back home to Maine, and they still don't feel it's safe. But that's okay. They're happy to ride out the pandemic in Reno.
We have become enamored of Reno. Reno is a nice little city. It really is. And the community is pretty active, especially in the Midtown area. At least it has been. I hope it will be again, for everyone's sake.
Like, for the sake of Food and Drink's employees. Aaron sent them all home because of the pandemic. So right now, it's just him and his parents behind the counter. He hopes to bring his staff back on after COVID-19 subsides, though he's still paying them partially in the meantime.
About a third of my income is just going to pay staff that's not here, which is fine. I'll do that as long as I can, but I don't know how long I can do that. I'm not going to be surprised if I don't have a restaurant in 90 days or 30 days.
He's not alone. Countless other restaurant owners are hoping for the best but preparing for the worst. And that's assuming their businesses have managed to make it this far. An estimated 40% of restaurants in the U.S. have shut down, at least for the time being, since the pandemic began. That's according to a survey released last week by the National Restaurant Association. And in that same survey, a majority of restaurant operators say that whatever federal assistance their businesses receive won't be enough to prevent future layoffs. As for Aaron, he still doesn't know what federal relief he might get for the restaurant. At the current rate of business, he says he'll soon need the restaurant's landlord to lower the rent if he wants to stay in Midtown. It's unclear whether that will happen, but to Aaron, at least one thing is clear. Food and Drink wouldn't have made it this far without his parents.
He says, "Well, I couldn't have opened it without you," but we're just kind of the errand runners, gophers and stuff. I think he feels bad sometimes that he doesn't have something more exciting for us to do, but I tell him, that's what we do.
Aaron appreciates his parents' support, even when it starts to feel like there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
What is it like having your parents work for you?
It is wonderful and terrible at the same time. I mean, it's amazing, but we're family and we're cooped up together, and it's been 4 months. So we have our moments for sure, but I'm certainly glad that they're here as opposed to not being here. Lots of people are stuck far from family and unable to spend time with them. So, you know, we're making the most of it for the most part. My mother bought a ukulele online. My mother does not play the ukulele. So folks, please stay at home so we can get this over with.
Uncertainty abounds for Aaron and the fate of his new venture. No matter what happens, though, his parents will be with him every step of the way at what has become, at least for now, a family restaurant. Benjamin Payne, KUNR News.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the University of Nevada, Reno's Reynolds School of Journalism, where Benjamin Payne is a graduate student.